It is the Monica J Show on 99.1 FM Talk, 92.3 FM Smith Mason Valley. We're doing it live today. Had to bring the show out once again because, well, it's Carson City and we got a rebel rouser with us, and I just had to be here to see what was actually going to happen, because the liberal mainstream media is never going to give you the full picture. And we got one guy or one lady across the street here from the legislature with her little sign that says lock him up, and we've got about 65 people so far on this side of the road, the right side of the road over here at the legislature, pretty much saying quit this impeachment BS and let the president do his job, the job that he was elected for, unimpeded, because that's all they're doing. With me right now as we broadcast live on the streets of the legislature in Carson City is PJ DeGrosse. PJ, you helped organize all this today.
Yep, I had a vision and I said, let's just go for it. I hope this isn't going to be the last of our rallies. I want people to come out on a regular basis, because one time is not going to do the trick. But I'm excited because I can see people coming down the street. There's tons of them. They're coming in all directions, and it's still early. And when it's lunchtime, I think we'll have all of these suits coming out of the building.
Yeah, because whether you want to believe it or not, the legislature, you know, they work all the time, and they've got their subcommittees going on, and their assistants and staff going on. So we've got a full building behind us.
Did you say that they work all the time,
Monica? Well, yeah,
oh,
I
please.
Know. That's kind of a, yeah, that's if an overstatement.
If they got paid
there.
By the hour, they would be on welfare at this point.
Well, they'd probably be on the streets of Reno and, you know, trying to find services that aren't provided for them by the city and the county and every place else, because, you know, politicians, elected representatives aren't doing their jobs.
Understatement.
Yeah. Again, they're all caught up. Nancy Pelosi now calling off a vote on the House floor for impeachment, but the process continues with Shifty Adam Schiff. And do you think that rallies like this will make a difference on how the Democrats actually do their job?
I think we need to do more rallies. We don't want to be a one-shot pony or one-trick pony. We're going to have to be out there all over the internet. We're going to have to be out on the streets. See, what people don't realize is Republicans, conservatives have jobs. Mm-hmm. We don't have George Soros to print us a sign or a T-shirt in a heartbeat. We have to do this. This has to be a grassroots effort. Mm-hmm. And so all of the people that are here today need to know to check out PJ DeGrosse on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Parler, which is a new social media site for conservatives. Yes. And, you know, I will have events posted there. This is part of the Women for America First. And I can't wait to see the video, Monica, because they hired big buses and people are coming in by bus into Washington, D.C.
That's absolutely fantastic, because it might just show the Dems and the Libs just a little bit that America voted him in and America wants him doing his job.
Right.
When it comes to what do you tell people when they say, you know, you're a woman supporting Trump? I mean, because supposedly women don't support Trump.
Well, you know, I worked on the Trump rally in 2016, and part of my job was helping with the rallies they had up in Reno. So I saw the people that were there, and the women were overwhelming. There were every age, every religion, every country, black, white, in between, everything. But there are a lot of women. The thing is that women tend to hold things a little closer to themselves. Mm-hmm. And when they get into the voting booth, then they pull the trigger for Trump. So, you know, I think that this group, it's called Women for Trump or Women for America First. It's a good place to go and check out their website.
Yeah, you find out you're not alone, that the Republican Party isn't made up of just old white men. It's people, it's men, women, working class people that are tired of being taxed at every single turn. And we're seeing that so much now. City taxes, county taxes, state taxes, federal taxes. And if you think you're being overburdened with taxes right now, if a Democrat ever got into charge in the federal government as the signer of the laws, like right. Barack Obama, then we're going to see this country turn to socialism.
Well, I can tell you that, you know, in 2018, there was a lot of fraud. But a lot of people became complacent. They didn't get out and vote. And President Trump pleaded with them and said, if you don't get out and vote for me, Democrats will have power in the House and they will impeach me, because he knew. He knew what they would try to do. So if you watch the debate, I did, and as I was screaming and yelling at these people, you know, Beto wants to come and take our guns. He's going to walk up to us on the street and say, give me your gun, which I can't imagine that ever
Well,
happening.
And he's gonna come to your home as well.
Oh, really? Well, you know what? I don't think he wants to come to any homes in Reno or Carson City, because...
homes in Nevada, actually.
That's right, because I think there's something, I read somewhere, something like 350 million weapons owned in the United States.
Mm-hmm. Legally.
Legally. You know, years ago when we did the Gun Rights Across America rally right here, 1,000 people showed up, and because they were just so frantic about having their weapons taken away. So I asked some of the people in the sheriff's department, the Capitol Police, I said, hey guys, are you going to come and take my gun away from me? And they said no. I said, are you sure? Nope. I asked the National Guard, because I work with them, are you going to come to my house and take my guns away? They said, PJ, don't worry about it. Nobody's coming. But I don't think people realize the veracity of what's going on now, Monica. They are...
Well, we've seen a portion of it from the Democrats who were elected to the state legislature and the Assembly and the Senate, and how things have changed for us here in Nevada.
Yeah.
And just, I will give you the heads up now, and I know this is going to disappoint and inflame a lot of people, but that letter that was signed by all of the sheriffs to combat Governor Sisolak's changes for our gun rights. There's a sheriff now who's looking at a recall, because he flat out told the people of his community, even though he signed that letter, he will go with Governor Sisolak. He's going back on his signature and his word. And I will give you the name of that as it gets farther into it, because
right.
there may also be a lawsuit
Absolutely.
For that. So you can't always trust what people say. It's actions are louder than words, and PJ, you and the great citizens of Nevada are definitely putting into action today their words.
Well, we have to do this all the time. You know, we have to get out onto the streets. We don't have to have 100 or 200 or 300 people. If you want to grab 5 or 10 of your best friends and come out with your signs and do what I call pop-up rallies, show up across from Costco, go to all the places where people are, be respectful of the law and about being on private property, but it doesn't require a ton of people. It just requires the constant showing of people out there. You know, I think I told you once before, in all of my lifetime, I wasn't involved in politics until I moved here in 2002. And I never knew that I wasn't a Democrat until I really, and then I found out really quickly, you know?
Well, and I think a lot of university students and younger people don't realize they're not really socialists. They've just been indoctrinated into a way of thinking that they need to wake up.
Well, you know what? If somebody came to me and said, I'm going to give you free housing, free college, I'm going to give you health care, you don't have to pay for it, all your food, I'm going to give you everything you need, maybe I might look at it, but then the question would be, but who's going to pay for it? Nothing
exactly.
is free in this lifetime.
They will be paying for it for the rest
you know?
Of their lives.
So
yeah.
we need to take back all of the, we need to take back the house. You know, I get up in the morning and I watch TV briefly, and then I get a cup of coffee, and by 10 o'clock I'm angry. I feel angry every day and frustrated.
Oh, great. And then you turn into my show. Is that what you're saying?
And then I call Monica J and I unload on all of her listeners. But I was trying to figure out, my husband and I were talking, and he said, why are you so like passionate about this? I said, because I actually love Donald Trump and his family. I feel a relationship to him. I really feel connected. So when he gets attacked, I feel like somebody's attacking my family. And I think that's the dynamics of why his base is so strong. Yeah. They actually love him. Don't you agree?
I agree. And I see a lot of red hats out here, and I don't see anybody trying to knock them off. So we got a lot of strong people out here. So thank you for helping organize this and put it together. And
all right.
I'll talk to you again later on
in the rally.
Thank you
so much.
We're going until 1 o'clock.
We got a long day.
We got a long day. Monica. And thank you, PJ, for organizing this. We got a long day ahead of us, and gotta return the headphones. There we go. I know she loves listening to the show even when she's out here working. So we got our support out here. If you want to come out even on your lunch hour for a few minutes, we highly encourage it. But just because I'm out here standing on the streets in the blowing wind, just like all these other people, doesn't mean that you can't call into the show and voice your support and your opinion on what we're seeing on all of the taxes that we already pay. Could you imagine if the Democrats were in charge altogether federally, what you would be paying? Think about it. How would you survive? Donald Trump is the one who did the tax cuts, and more people saw more money in their paychecks. More companies saw more money in their coffers. What did they do? They gave businesses bonuses, or the businesses gave their employees bonuses, and people even got raises. That's how the free market and capitalism works. It's not take, take, take. It's give back to the people. And that's what we are. And that's who we are out here. It's the people of Northern Nevada here at the legislature on the Monica Jay Show. It's live and local FM talk on news on 99.1 FM talk. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local for all of Northern Nevada. We're here live today. And we've got the people of Northern Nevada, the good conservative Republicans. Now, I know there are a lot of good conservative Republicans who actually can't be out here today because why? They're working. They're working to pay the bills and the debts that the Democrats just want to keep accruing, whether it be here in Nevada or be here in the United States of America. We have so many things that are put through as fees and assessments. Basically, it's taxation without representation. And people are tired of it. People are tired of Congress not doing anything but trying to impeach a duly elected president. Now, think about this. I really want you to stop and think. And whatever your opinion is, you can email me at Monica@991fmtalk.com. You can call into the show at 884-9910. But seriously, think about this. You put a budget together for your life, for your world, for your family. And when you don't stick to that budget, even trying to put something away for your retirement, it hurts, doesn't it? I mean, it gets tough. You can't maybe go to the movies that week, or you can't go do pizza night with the kids. Well, when you seem to be working with this government, the Democrats don't worry about those budgets because they know they have an infinite amount of money coming out of your pocket. And they will just come up with different fees, different taxes, different assessments to cover whatever they want. And it has to stop. Think of all of the money that has been wasted on the rehashing of the Mueller report. Think of all the money that has been wasted by Adam Schiff and all of the cronies that he is supporting in the Democrat Party trying to impeach Trump. Nancy Pelosi even said, we're not going to do an official vote right now. Why? Because they don't have the votes to impeach this president. People are seeing that this is just a weave of BS that people, it's the, oh, secret plan or the, you know, whatever he called it, struck. You know, we've got security to make sure he's out. These are the plans that they were working on. All right, let's go to Clay on the line. Hi, Clay. What did you want to talk about today? You're missing a party.
Oh, I'm coming down there. Don't you worry. I'm here in Carson. I'm a business owner here, so I will be down there. But, hey, I just wanted to share something with you and your... Yeah, I just wanted to share something kind of interesting. So I did an extension on my taxes, my business taxes this year, and I just completed them a couple weeks ago. But it was interesting talking to my CPA, and he that's all he does is taxes. He's out of Utah, and so he's one of the bigger tax CPAs in Utah, actually. So I was just asking him, and he's actually not a Trump supporter like I am, but I was asking him, so does have the Trump, you know, do what we hear on the news, is it true about the Trump tax cuts? He's like, no. He said, actually, every single person I've done taxes for this year, their taxes have gone down. And he told me mine went from being at 24% as a fairly decent, well-off business owner to 14. And I saw it in my taxes.
Wow.
I made more money and paid less in taxes. So I think it's interesting. I just wanted to share that because, you know, there's so much bad information out there about how, you know, I've heard Adam Schiff, I've heard tons of Democrats, Nancy Pelosi talk about how the tax cuts have hurt the middle class, and it's just not true. It's a flat-out lie. So, but the other thing that I just wanted to share, one quick thing, I'd like to hear your thoughts on it, and that is I had a client in my office just recently, and I'm at the point now where I'm tired of apologizing for being a Trump supporter, and I realize he has his faults. And I'm not going to share them because every president has, and I have yet to see a politician that doesn't, and myself included in that. I'm not a politician, but I have faults. And I'm just tired of apologizing for Trump. And I think it's interesting when you look at Obama, when you look at Bush, when you look at any of the past presidents, I don't remember ever feeling that way with those presidents, whether I voted for them or not. And I don't remember anyone else ever feeling that way. And I didn't vote for Obama, but I had friends that did, and they certainly weren't embarrassed about it. So I'd just like to hear why you think that is, and is it something that's going to continue when he wins in 2020, and he will win in 2020. So I'll leave it to you.
Clay, unfortunately, I do have a feeling that if he wins, and yeah, I'm with you, he is going to win in 2020, that we're only going to see it worse. We're going to see more issues for if this impeachment doesn't work, they're going to try another route and find another way to try to impeach him. Because the left can't stand, and I think it's highly motivated by the Soroses and the Steyers and the, you know, the Bloombergs, people like that with money who are able to spend their money to, well, villainize him for the fact that he's actually speaking for the American people. I know that people are going to say, oh, that's a conspiracy, that's not what's going to happen to this country, but there is a move, there has been a move for the last 20, 30 years to have a one-world government. Why do we have, they had to go with the economy first, okay? Economy first. You get the economy as a global economy, and then people get so tied into it, it's like tentacles. They can't get out of it. And then, guess what? We have to have the government now that controls that economy. And that is what they're working towards now. And unfortunately, Donald Trump doesn't want to see that happen. He wants the will of Americans and the power of Americans to stay in the United States and not have outside influence with gun treaties with the UN, with the trade agreements that are so bad with China and Mexico and Canada that keep us restricted in what we can do and just continue to take money out of the United States so we have to fall in line. Taking that money for the climate crisis that they keep screaming, taking money for changing third world countries into productive countries. You are doing that on the backs of Americans. And the people who want that to happen know that Trump is not going to let it happen. And they're doing everything they can to shut him down, to shut down his supporters. And I think we got into the wake-up call, the moment that people are starting to realize, I'm losing everything. Not only have I lost my rights, I've lost my right to decide if I can use a wood stove because of this climate stuff. You know, oh, we have terrible smog here. No, we don't. We have climate inversions. It's just because we live in a valley. This is not smog. You go down to LA and that is smog. But they just twist everything to their use. And you know, it's sad.
It's funny you bring that up because, I mean, really, if you want proof of this in our modern day, just look no further than Belgium, Brussels, and the EU and what's going on with Brexit right now, right? Because that's exactly...
Right.
That's a great point, and that's exactly where, you know, a lot of these politicians on both sides, by the way, I think the Democrats are far more involved in it right now and pushing for it, but boy, there's plenty of Republicans. I think Bush was for a lot of that, unfortunately.
Well, and I'm glad you brought that up about Brexit, because that's what people actually need to do. They need to look to Europe and especially to England and listen to the people of England, the ones who pay those bills, the ones who pay those taxes, because they have liberals over there just like we do. But they are screaming at the top of their lungs at Americans saying, do not let this happen to your country. We are the last bastion of freedom in the world. Total freedom, freedom of speech, freedom of firearms, the Second Amendment. And everyone around the world, when you really listen, is looking to us to protect everything. So, Clay, thank you so much for the call and a great conversation. I hope I see you down here today in front of the legislature. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada, broadcasting live. It doesn't get any liver than that. From the Nevada State Legislature here in Carson City, we'll be going until noon. Rally goes until 1 o'clock, though, here to support our president. Keep America great with 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Here's Fox News. We just pretty much cover all of Northern Nevada. It's the Monica Jay Show. I'm Monica Jay, and I'm doing it live today from the Nevada State Legislature down here on Main Street in Carson City. And we're waiting for the hardworking people inside to come out and see. We have one person across the street with a little sign that has a crude cartoon of our president, our beloved president, that says, lock him up. And we got about 70 people over on this side who support our president, who appreciate what he's doing, giving the American people back their money and trying to cut taxes for them. And as you heard Clay in the last segment, it's working. It's happening. There are people at work who can't participate in this. There are people who took off work today who are participating because they felt that, well, our community knows that you can see the numbers there. One person against Trump and all of these people for him. Why? What's your name, sir?
My name is Gene. Came down here to see some patriotic Americans today.
And isn't that what you're seeing?
That is what I'm seeing.
Patriotic dogs, not Democrat dogs, you know, just laying around, not working for anything.
Well, I think folks understand the peril that it presents to their economic lives if Democrats get full control of the government.
Yeah.
Now they've attained here in Nevada, and I think that the same perils exist here in the state level that will exist on a federal level should Trump not be reelected.
You know, we heard a lot of just flat-out lies during the Obama administration. We heard that, most obvious, you know, you can keep your doctor if you like your doctor. You can, you know, we're not setting taxes on the middle class. We're going to help people, and we're going to get people the medical care that they need. Yet, I really feel that I've been lied to, and it's not something new. And it's not that I feel betrayed being lied to by the government. What offends me the most is this group that's in there now, especially in the House of Representatives, that think the American people are that stupid.
They're always counting on a dumbed-down electorate to get unattainable legislation passed. You know, and it's interesting that you brought up Obamacare. You know, as we recall, when the Democratic-controlled Congress passed that bill without a single opposition vote to it, and then all the disinformation that followed on with it that people, you know, recoiled from when they flipped the Congress right back into Republican hands. We have a very similar piece of legislation and thing unfolding here in Nevada that is very similar to the Has Nevada is well known. They're in obedience training now for the DMV to report their mileage for the next 6 years. But there's another bill that was shelved to start taxing their mileage on their vehicles that would have commenced this October at 1 cent a mile, and that's the bill they're really trying to get to. So, I think the parallel between Obamacare and now this proposed the specter of a mileage tax on every vehicle in Nevada. Has the same peril for Democrats as they had when they lost the Congress. I think when mainstream Nevadans get hold and get knowledge of the fact that Democrats want to reach into their vehicle and tax every mile they drive, not really to attain funding for roads or streets, but it is a de facto carbon tax. Make no mistake about it. Mm-hmm. This has been rejected twice by the evergreen state of Washington. It's been rejected by a very liberal populace in Australia, and that's basically what this proposed mileage tax is. And I invite the listeners to go onto their computers and queue up Nevada Legislature Assembly Bill 401, and it's there in black and white that this draconian tax would have been implemented commencing October 1st had they were able to find the stealth, the political stealth needed to get it through to the governor's desk.
Gene, let's do another little wake-up call here. Now, we just had one listener call in yesterday at the end of the show, and he had to go in and register one of his work vehicles. You know, landscaper puts a lot of miles on their vehicles because they just go to everybody's house. It's like literally you take your business to your client. He had to give his mileage. What happens when you don't give them the mileage on your vehicle? What is the consequence?
Well, the way the bill was signed by the governor, apparently there are no repercussions, as I know of, thus far. But as I said before, this is a precursor. This is just dog obedience training for the voters in Nevada to get obedient in reporting their mileage to get to the real crown jewel that they have in mind, and that's to turn your vehicle into the state rent-a-car, to turn your vehicle into a rent-a-car and start charging you for every mile that you drive. This is really what they're after.
Well, and I've heard that there are consequences, that if you don't, then maybe it'll be in the 401 that you're talking about, but if you don't, then they deny your registration.
You know, the good news for Nevadans is we don't have a full-time legislature like
the
California. So we have some time to flip this legislature back into Republican hands so these kind of disastrous policies aren't implemented to begin with. So they're all gone now until 2021. They can sit on their hands down in Las Vegas and pound salt. But we have an opportunity to hang this hat on every Democrat in every middle-class district in Las Vegas, that they will understand what a mileage tax means, and they will think twice about putting Democrats back in control of this legislature before they come back in 2021.
I don't even understand how the Democrats in Las Vegas can look people in the eye and support this, because even the people in Las Vegas, you know, look at the people that work in Henderson or Somerville or whatever, Summerlin, and have to drive in. I mean, are they understanding all the mileage that they put on their vehicles, what this is going to mean to them?
Well, I think that I think right now that the most of the electorate is not that informed. And I think when if smarter people prevail in strategy, political strategy, and hang this on the hat of every Democrat, I think everyone will get the message. Nobody, that would be understood more than anything else, that this presents a risk to my economic well-being. To say nothing of the fact that the preponderance of Nevadans really don't vacation in Nevadans. Most of the Nevadans I see are up in Yellowstone or Montana and Idaho, driving on outbound vacations, putting thousands of miles of their vehicle miles on their cars, in states other than Nevada. So the whole thing is a sham. This obedience training to report mileage for Nevada, the whole thing is a sham, and it's nothing more than a precursor to, as I said before, taxing the mileage on your vehicle.
Yeah. Well, and I think one of the things that we need to remind people is just because a bill is shelved, we talk a lot about the fact that Sanctuary State was shelved. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that it's not going to come back in the next legislature. That just means they didn't try to put it through this one. They were creating so much havoc anyway that those bills that are shelved are going to be returning.
Exactly, and that's why I'm really pushing this issue, is because these bills, once they're introduced, they never go away. There'll be another attempt and another attempt and another attempt. And
they're right there in the same category as sunsetting taxes.
Exactly. But I think when voters look around and see the completion of the 580 freeway between Carson and Reno, when they see the 580 bypass around Carson, when we watched on the news the other day and have NDOT going to install these entrance monuments at all the entrances in Nevada, this is not a state that's suffering for transportation funding. Mm-hmm. In fact, they're demonstrating they are able to do more than enough, and really, in most cases, they're a little bit over the top, even under the existing tax structure, to fund transportation and to fund our roads and issues like that. So it comes back full circle. Make no mistake, everybody out there listening, that the mileage tax is a carbon tax. It is to punish you for merely driving your car and to coerce you out of your way of life. There isn't anything else to that. It's failed. It's failed in Washington and Australia has a straightaway carbon tax, and they can't get away with that. So they're trying this more stealth approach.
Yeah.
To tax our vehicles.
Kind of like the commerce
mileage
tax?
Exactly. Kind of like the commerce. And that's a whole other issue altogether. I mean, we have this, I was watching the other day, we had the Attorney General airing commercials that he's the savior of seniors, protecting them from reverse mortgages.
Yes, I saw that. How interesting that was.
You know, isn't that something that, and on the flip side of that, he's out there filing lawsuits to completely upend a voter initiative that was passed, that puts a firm two-thirds majority in place to either pass new taxes or sustain sunsetting taxes. So if the Attorney General, I hope he gets his message, if he really wants to be a friend of seniors who make up almost 40% of the population of the state, he'll give up on the idea of counseling them on reverse mortgages and drop this contemptuous effort legally to overturn what amounts to overturning the voter initiative that requires two-thirds majority on all tax increases in this state.
Well, Gene, I hate to burst your bubble, but since he jumped so quickly onto the lawsuit at the border against the president and the administration for legal immigration and making sure that the country was protected, I don't think he's going to do that for us.
There's one more demographic note I make before I sign off, is I did a little research, and the attempt at a mileage capture or obedience training for their populations, there are 26 states that are trying to push this issue, and I did some research, and all of them have, 26 states have Democratic governors. It seems like the Republican states are doing just fine maintaining their highways and infrastructure without the specter of a mileage capture or the follow-on inevitable mileage tax.
And as you put it, as the carbon tax, look at this day we're having out here. Beautiful blue sky.
I might be able to fit 9 holes of golf.
Might be able to do that. So, Gene, thank you so much for hanging out and coming to support the president and giving your opinion. That's what it's all about. Northern Nevada Talks on 92.3 FM in Yerington and Smith Valley, and everywhere in between here in Reno, Carson City, Fernley, Fallon. We got it going on here at the state legislature as the Monica J. Show is out live today. And who is our paid sponsor? Nobody. Because this is what we do. It's your voice, Northern Nevada, the Monica J. Show on 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica J. Show, not only live and local, but just live today. We're out on the streets of Carson City. We're broadcasting from the Nevada State Legislature. There is an incredible group of people out here just supporting our president, and that's what they do. They support Donald Trump because he is bringing America American people back to the United States, and we're losing against the Democrats in the House. We need to change that. We need to support our president, and I have Pat here with me, who is a veteran. Love it. That goes there, Pat. U.S. Army veteran. But Pat, you travel to overseas quite
a
bit.
Yeah.
And what is the attitude or the opinion in other countries?
Well, no. I just went to England this time, but I'm afraid that England is right now a much bigger mess than we are. Much bigger. The people love America. I mean, they absolutely love America and Donald Trump.
Even though that's not what the media shows.
No, exactly. But who cares what the media is saying?
Yeah.
They're idiots and they're liars and they're cheats. But the people in England and the people that I hung out with, they really love America. Now, if we go down the same road as England right now, and I have to say it, the criminals have taken over England. The police have absolutely no authority there at all. The only one they'll
and they have no ways to protect themselves.
Yeah, exactly. But the only crime they investigate now is a murder crime, a burglary, a car theft. My two nieces had their car stolen in the 3 weeks I was there in June. They just said, call your insurance and get a new car. They don't bother to investigate.
Wow.
They just mark it in the book and that's it. They don't have the time or the resources to do anything. And the criminals are all over England, and they're robbing the ATMs at the 7-Elevens out in the country, where the older people, that's the only place they get their money. They get a little bit of money, right? They don't go to the banks, they get it from the ATMs. Well, the criminals, last year, in 2008, they broke into and robbed 1,000 of them. 1,000, right? What they do is they steal a farmer's digger or whatever, and they wreck the front of the 7-Eleven, a shop like that where the ATM is inside. They wreck that, they break into the ATM, steal the money, and take off and leave the digger there. That's happening all over England.
Well, and they also have no-go zones.
Yeah, exactly.
We do in some of our states as well.
The sad thing is, in England right now, there are more murders with knives than there are ever had been with guns.
Yeah.
Far more. And everybody out in the street in London, they're all carrying a knife.
Yeah.
Sad.
Pat, thank you so much.
And it's happening here if we don't stop it.
No, we're seeing more knife attacks here.
Absolutely.
So, Pat, thank you so much. This is what you're fighting for. This is what you're supporting President Trump for. He is keeping America great. He returned us back to the fact that, you know, something's going on and we need to stop it. And right now we're trying to stop it, but the Democrats in the House of Representatives, they just keep pulling the wool and pulling the tricks and pulling the lies, and it just continues on and on and on. And the saddest part that people don't think about, and I say it almost every day, is they're doing that with your money. Your money is funding all of the attacks against our president. You may not like his personal life, you may not like the way he talks, but dang it, I love what he's doing for this country. So if you want to come out and be a part of the rally today, hey, do it. We'd love to see you out here. We're close to 80, 90 people now against the one against Trump who's across the street. Didn't want to stand over here with us supporters because we're loud and we're proud and we're standing not only for the president, but we're standing for Nevada as well. We're standing in front of the building that created so many horrible, horrible laws and will continue if Republicans don't take back the Senate and the Assembly. You have to do what you can to help get Republicans elected and make sure that they are following what you want them to do, because they are not officials. They are elected representatives. And that's what it's all about. The will of the people. For the people, by the people, of the people. We have to stop with the career politicians, the one that get in there and won't get out, like our city council people in Reno making $80,000 a year. How are you making your budget stretch when they're looking for photo ops to keep them reelected? Three seats up. Get the word out and get the knowledge out with 99.1 FM Talk.